They began to feel sorry, be sorrowful, because they thought, I want y'all to hear me now. Hear these 12 men. He took care of them. They had some, I don't know if all of them were married, but a bunch of them were married. He was able to take care of them and their families. They followed Jesus full time. Didn't they do it? And he took care of them, their family, because they were, because John and Jane were fishermen. Peter and Andrew, they were fishers too. Because so Matthew was a tax collector, but he took care of all of them. I want you to see this now. And sorrow filled their heart because they thought the one who was supporting them, he was telling them, he began to tell them, I'm about to leave. And even Peter, when he was telling them, talking about this one in one time, Peter rebuked him, said, be it far from you, Lord. You remember that? And he said in verse 7, Nevertheless, I tell you the truth. I'm telling you the truth. And the truth is, it is expedient for you that I go away. For if I go not away, what happened? The Comforter will not come unto you. But if I depart, what happened? I will send him unto you. Do you think Jesus was going to do all these things and reveal all these things about himself and the Father's will? I want y'all to listen now. You think that he was going to reveal all of this and bring all of this to their knowledge and their understanding to know, to lead them where they'll be left empty and not know what to do? Now he said, it's expedient for you that I go away. It's better for you, because if I go away, it's going to be better. And they were thinking, how in the world can it get any better? How can it get better? But he said what? It's expedient for you that I go away, for if I go not away, the Comforter will not come unto you. But if I depart, I will send him. And verse 14, chapter 14, in verse 16, he had told them, I read it earlier, I pray the Father, he shall send you another Comforter, that he may do what? Abide with you forever. Forever. So, Jesus, they watch him, they watch Judah portrayed Jesus. They saw when Judah brought the mock crowd. Peter tried to get involved and help Jesus out, slashed off the servant's ear. You know, you heard the story. Kissed Jesus and betrayed him, and Judah did, and Peter slashed off one of the servant's ear, and Jesus took the ear he cut off and stuck it back on the man's head, and it was all right. They watched him. They watched in a distance. Peter, when they called themselves, when they took him to trial, they saw the witnesses come and lie, and they knew that they were lying. But Peter, when they began to question him, are you with his, you with this man on trial? He said, I don't know him. And Peter, Jesus already told Peter, if you know, before the rooster crow, you'll deny me how many times? Three times. And when he did, Peter went out and wept bitterly. But here's what I want you to see. They saw this man, but now he's being crucified. They saw him lied on. And the Bible says, Luke recorded how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about what? Doing good and healing all that was oppressed of the devil. I want to ask you a question. All that the Acts received, all that Luke recorded about what Jesus did, how many bad things was in that? How can you put a man on trial for doing good? How can you accuse a man worthy of death and he will get given life? How can you do it? You have to be on death's side yourself in order to do that. It was dead men's operate under the killer himself, and Satan is a killer. He is the author of death, not God. I'm going to say it again. He is the author, and that's what he was doing. Glory be to Jesus. But Jesus knew what was taking place. Hallelujah. He had told them up front, I pray the Father, he's going to send another comforter that he may abide with you forever. And when these things were happening, they was afraid because they didn't know what would happen. And sure enough, they watched that crowd take Jesus and march him out on that hill. They saw him under the weight of that cross, struggling, beaten, had been beaten. And then they saw him under that cross, carrying the weight of that cross, after being beaten, unmerciful. They saw them put him on the cross, nail him to the cross, saw them shove that cross in the earth. He hanging there with his hand stretched out like that with spikes in him and his feet nailed to it. They saw it. They saw him when he drew his last breath. Head slumped over on his shoulder. They saw it. Hallelujah. They saw it. And they thought it was over. But here come who? Mary Magdalene. Told two of the disciples, Jesus is alive. And they didn't believe him, but Peter jumped up and outrun John. I mean, anyway, John outran Peter, I believe that's the way it was. Looked into the place. There were no Jesus. Am I right? There were no Jesus. But he had been raised. He'd been raised from the dead. He'd been raised from the dead. Glory to God. And he said to them, after his resurrection, spending some days with them, 40 days or so, he said to them, but you wait here in Jerusalem. Wait where? Here until you be endowed with power from on high. That's what Luke said. Hallelujah. Acts 1:8 says, but you shall receive power. You shall receive what? Power. When? After the Holy Ghost come upon you. And you shall be what? Witnesses unto me, both where? Jerusalem and Judea and all in Samaria and all and unto the utmost part of the earth. What was he saying? You will be endowed, you will be empowered, you'll receive ability. Under all circumstances, and all condition and persecution and ridicule and talked about, and you will have the ability to witness of my resurrection. you will do it, and they will put pressure on you, but it won't faze you.